Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's called the granddaddy of annual conventions, a sci-fi animation mecca, Comic-Con International San Diego. According to Forbes, the convention is the largest convention of its kind in the world. And talk about humble beginnings, the first Comic-Con, March 1970. A group of science fiction movie comic book fans held a one-day convention in San Diego, attracting around 100 people. This year, over 130,000 fans from around the globe will converge on Comic-Con International. And your ultimate source for all the latest news, up to the minute, scifiwire.com. And heading up the nonstop coverage, Adam Swiderski and Jackie Jennings. Adam is Sci-Fi Wire Editor-in-Chief, Senior Editor of Sci-Fi Digital, known as a media-savvy and knowledgeable writer and editor with a focus on technology, film, TV, video games, music, and general pop culture. A graduate of Georgetown, numerous positions with UGO Networks, a pop culture comedy site. And Jackie is an actress, writer, producer, Sci-Fi Wire video host, improv comedian, a performer and teacher at Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York, head writer for last year's Webby Awards, numerous sketches on The Late Late Show with Seth Meyers, a graduate of Johns Hopkins University, and a member of their Buttered Niblets improv comedy group, an intern with Comedy Central and Colbert Report. Jackie and Adam joining us, nonstop coverage, Sci-Fi Wire of Comic-Con International, and they're with us from San Diego Convention Center. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having us. Great to be here.
You have so much going on out there over the course of the next couple of days. I was reading Alexandra Shapiro, the Executive Vice President, Marketing Digital for Sci-Fi at USA Network, says, We know that we've got genre fans, and they're the not just observers, they're the most passionate participants around. And if you were going to sum up the average fan, I think passionate pretty well covers it, doesn't it?
That is absolutely the best word for it. I mean, the con actually starts today, and there were people waiting in line last night. So if that tells you anything about the level of fan passion here at San Diego, it's going to be pretty intense.
You know, and what's interesting, because most people consider this to be probably the best attendees of conventions like this in the world, all the major players are there, aren't they? I mean, what an incredible lineup of panels and A-listers that are present for the convention.
Yeah, every year, you know, there's presence from DC, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars. Really, if they're making content, they're here. Hulu, Netflix, everybody. So it's a massive presence from anything that you can imagine that has a fan base. They have a presence here at Comic-Con in some way, whether it's in the convention hall or a fan activation, or even if it's people cosplaying. There is something for everybody.
Well, talk about cosplay, because that's interesting. This is sort of a signature event, a signature part of what happens at Comic-Con. Talk about this and some of the costumes you expect to see this year.
Yeah, I mean, every year there's Darth Vader, Stormtrooper, Spider-Man. There's sort of every major superhero character, fantasy sci-fi character, every single person from Game of Thrones, which is like, you know, 450 characters alone. Somebody is cosplaying as that. There's also really cool creative takes on characters. So last year there was a steampunk C-3PO. You'll see neon stormtroopers. One of my favorites, the person who's been here every year, is a guy who cosplays as Mick Thor, which is a mashup of Ronald McDonald and Thor. you see all kinds of creative takes on your favorite characters, just kind of roaming the streets, available for photos. It's very fun.
You know, this is interesting because this is 4 days, 19 separate rooms. I understand room size 256 up to 6,500. Four other locations. Adam, how do you go about covering this? This is like nonstop news for the next 4 days.
It really is. It's a marathon and a sprint all in one. You know, we've got people at all the major panels. We've got people out on the show floor, and we have our own interview studio that's going on while we're here as well. So there's a lot of different angles to cover, and you often find yourself running from one thing to the other, but it's a blast because it's all this amazing fun stuff. And as we talked about fan passion, the vibe in the community vibe here is so good that it kind of propels you through the whole weekend. Honestly, at the beginning, you're sitting there looking at it going, how am I going to get through all this? Oh my God, it's this huge thing. And at the end, you're wondering where the last 4 days went. because it goes by in a blur.
And you will find all of this at the website scifiwire.com. You're going to be working, as I say, around the clock to get all the information. I'm sure you've got sort of a game plan as you go in for this, but there's breaking news, I would assume, like what, every half hour or so. I'm sure the plans are very fluid as the convention progresses.
Oh, of course. And that's honestly one of the big attractions, both as a fan and as someone who covers this stuff for a living, is that there are always surprises at Comic-Con. Somebody's going to come out on stage at a panel that you never expected. They're going to show some piece of footage from a movie that they hadn't announced, and everybody's going to get super jazzed. So that's one of the big attractions. It's just that you never know what's actually going to happen, and you got to pivot. But it's an exciting moment, and the crowd is along for the ride.
Jackie, what are some of the events you're looking forward to?
I'm definitely looking forward to always to getting out in the street and doing man on the street pieces, interviewing fans. I think this year the Doctor Who panel is going to be a big newsmaker. For the first time, Jodie Whittaker, a woman, is playing the Doctor. So I think that that's going to be a big one for fans and for our coverage. We're I think, almost certainly going to get to see her on the Doctor Who panel. So that's going to be very exciting. There's also going to be news from Aquaman. That's going to be huge, getting to see, hopefully, Jason Momoa talk about making the movie, maybe get some more information, maybe get like a trailer or something that fans can go home with. But I think those two are going to be really, really big for everybody here.
Adam, how about you? What are you looking forward to during the course of the next 4 days?
My dark horse to actually take the spotlight at the con is Godzilla King of the Monsters, which is the sequel to the Godzilla movie that came out a few years ago, and the King Kong movie that came out a couple years ago, bringing together a lot of the classic giant monsters that we know from the old monster movies. And I think it's one of those things that fans here will just eat up with seeing footage from that movie, seeing some of those monsters show up on screen. So I'm thinking that's going to kind of make a big splash on Saturday. And then some of the other, the Predator is here, which is, that's a franchise that's being resurrected that we haven't seen in a while. And we're also getting a first look at Venom, which is a Spider-Man spin-off movie coming from Sony. So a lot of stuff. It's interesting because Marvel Movies, which is has been one of the big players at the con for the past few years, isn't here, which gives some of these other people the opportunity to really step up and take the spotlight. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
All the information at scifiwire.com, 24-hour coverage during the course of Comic-Con International San Diego. With us, Adam Swiderski, the Sci-Fi Wire editor-in-chief, and Jackie Jennings, Sci-Fi Wire host, improv comedian. A couple minutes left in the program. Sci-Fi is there not just in coverage, but they're there as a participant as well. They got something exciting that they're kicking off here, the Fan Creators Initiative. Talk a little bit about that, because I mentioned once again the passion of the fans. This is a chance for them to really get involved at a different level.
Yeah, that's something that you see. This has become such a huge part of fandom over the past few years, which is this idea of fans making their own things. You see it on the floor here with the cosplay, but it's out there everywhere in the world. People are making art. They're making their own trailers. They're making their own fan films, versions of superhero things that they want to see. So, as Sci-Fi, we celebrate fandom in all its aspects, and this is one that we are really getting into now, and we want to celebrate the fans' creative passion. And, you're going to see all sorts of manifestations of that throughout the con. On the side of a bus, you're going to see fan art that we've solicited from people to, really put it out there and show what the fans are doing. So it's a really exciting thing for us because of how much we value fandom, and this is a great way to express that.
Jackie, going into doing coverage for this, I keep mentioning improv. I'm assuming you're pulling back on all of your improv skills because you're really running on the fly here, aren't you?
Yeah, really on every level, from just sort of like the day-to-day, what's going on, just kind of rolling with the punches. There's news that we didn't expect. There's an interview that we didn't necessarily expect, to when you're interacting with fans who are in cosplay and they're deep in character and you're not quite sure if you're interviewing the person behind the cosplay or the character that they are playing as. Yeah, really on every level, you're just drawing on the ability to listen and react in the moment, whether it's with a fellow writer or producer, or someone who is cosplaying as the Joker and you're not sure if they're going to recite a speech to you or if they're going to tell you about the work that went into their costume, it is very helpful to have that yes and skill.
And I'm sure that for both of you, vacation begins on like early Monday morning. You have to be exhausted after this is over.
Yeah. That's actually, my favorite part of the con is being on the. I try to be on the show floor at the end of it on Sunday when they kind of ring the bell and say it's over, because it just feels like this big exhale. Like we did it. We made it through another Comic-Con, and it's just a great moment of celebration and kind of relaxation.
Up-to-the-minute coverage of Comic-Con International San Diego, scifiwire.com. With us, Adam Swiderski, as well as Jackie Jennings. I know it's a busy time for you. Appreciate taking a few minutes to share with us. We will be staying with you all weekend, following what's going on. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's been great.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.